Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
See, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. Right? He wasn't just alone. That independent spirit. No, there's too much deception in that path. Amen. Everybody needs to be connected somewhere. Amen. Everybody needs to submit themselves somewhere and be a learner. Doesn't matter how much you've learned or how much education you have. It is not predicated on that. It's predicated on your alignment. How you align yourself. Amen. Amen. That's where all the doors open, when you align, when you are willing to pay the price. You know, Elijah tested Elisha. When it was time for him to be offered, he said, stay here at Bethel. He said, no, as long as the Lord live and you live, I'm not part from you. He followed him. Went to Jericho. Said, stay here. His leader told him, stay here. He said, no. See, most folks say, all right. All right. Gone, I'm tired anyway. That's the 30-fold. Amen. But see, when there's 100-fold in you, there's something in you that ain't going to stop. I know what you're saying now, but you know, something in me saying, as long as the Lord live and you live, see, I know there's something going on here, and I want a part of it. Now the 50 watch from a distance. Don't you know your father gonna be taking me? I know it. Just shut up. See, he was heir to a mantle. He said, as long as you live and the Lord, I ain't know you. I'm following. You have to beat me down, knock me out, tie me up or something, but I'm following. Amen. Heard of wild horses can't stop me. Amen. Finally crossed the Jordan. Said, all right, you done followed enough. Ask what you will. See, a lot of folks don't get to the 100-fold. Amen. They stopped. Start watching. Does it take all that? See, Jordan means death. So when they crossed the Jordan, he died to himself.
Amen.
That's when he said, all right, ask what you will now.
Amen.
You done died to your flesh.
Amen.
You done died to your ambition. See, we have to watch ambition. Because sometimes our ambition can begin to take the place of our authority. If I may say it that way, where people become ambitious, you know, you can sidestep or outstep your place. Ambition. And we tend to make that mistake from time to time. You know, you step outside the boundaries because ambition. No, there was something in Elisha. It wasn't ambitious. The mantle had been put on him. In the beginning, Elijah threw it on him. And what he had what we call a foretaste. In other words, it says, oh, taste and see. All you need is a taste. Come on, I said, all you need is a taste of God's plan for your life. And then you ain't letting folk get in the way. You're not letting opinions get in the way. You're not letting yourself get in the way. No, God showed me this, and I ain't settling for this. You know, I like to say it this way sometimes. When a dog tastes blood, he becomes dangerous. When a person tastes what God has for him, it's hard to stop him. It's hard to persuade him otherwise. Amen. Now you got to understand, when you have tasted, everybody else ain't tasted. So they don't know what it tastes like. But you know what it tastes like. So that's what I call a forerunner. You got to bear the burden of others thinking you crazy, thinking you proud, thinking you arrogant, thinking you lost your mind. Ain't nobody ever done that before. You know, somebody that does something that ain't never been done before, you call them a genius. Or you think I'm playing? Somebody that's done something that ain't never been done before and they do it right the first time, that's a genius. Never thought to call yourself that, did you? That's the definition of a genius. A person that does it right the first time and has never been done before. But we must come to the place where our mind is set and our heart is fixed that we will pursue, that we're not going to allow circumstances. You see, we live from the principle of another kingdom, another system. I hope some of you really get hold of that. We're in the world. Yes, we have to pay our light bill, or they're going to cut the lights out. Stop paying your car note. Repo's coming. Is that right? All these things, but we are not bound by that system. The reason why some have struggled with all that is because you are bound by that system. Your mind is bound by that. But see, there's another system, the kingdom of God, of which we are born into. And the word says we are in this world. You'll listen, you'll hear, you'll see, you'll feel all this stuff going on in the world that doesn't glorify God, honor God, believe in God. But he said, you're in the world, but not of the world. And the Lord said, I pray, Father, that you keep them while they're in the world. Keep them. Keep them with a mind stayed upon you. Keep them with a heart to follow you. When they fall, get them up. Keep them encouraged. Let them be strong in you and in the power of your might. Take fear out of their heart. Take confusion out of their mind. Let them see clearly. Amen. The Holy Spirit is here to lead and guide you into all truth. Truth will supersede every fact that's in that system. It'll rise above it. Say, you are not subjected to that. You may not know where the money's coming from, but tell somebody, money's coming. Because it ain't coming from the system. It's coming from the kingdom. God owns it all. Cattle on a thousand hills. Silver and gold is mine. All I need are stewards. People look and wonder how. Your testimony is going to be God did it. I can tell you details, but you still ain't going to understand because God did it. It defies explanation. It defies the natural order. They ask you a question. First of all, you need to ask me, is you saved? Because if you ain't saved, you ain't going to understand none of this. If you're saved, you might understand some of it. Amen. Amen. I want you to make a declaration with me right now. Say, Lord, till the ground of my heart that it may yield the full measure of what you have planted in me. Are y'all ready for a full measure? What God planted in you, not in somebody else, but what he planted in you. put your hand on your chest right now. Say this with me. Everything sown in my life by divine design shall multiply. I carry the mantle of a hundredfold, the mantle of divine increase. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Now, I want you to do one thing. You're going to stand up for this one. This is a divine decree to you. You're going to need a little bit of space. Take little steps so you don't step on nobody's shoes. Lest up they shine. We're going to take three steps. With these three steps, I want you to step forward three times. I want you to declare, I step forth. Take one small step. I step forth from the 30-fold. I step forth, take another step, into the 60-fold. Take one more step, and I step forth into the 100-fold. Fullness, fruitfulness, and divine favor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 30, 60, 100-fold.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.